Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You want to get out.
So we are waiting for Kamala Harris to give her concession speech. This sucks. It always just sucks waiting for these things.
I know.
They're never on time.
Get out there and go already.
Yeah, you can just hear like the background noise. Let me pull up the food feed for a second. You can hear Beyonce. You can hear the crowd.
Let's play that. We'll go carry that for 5 minutes and we'll punch out.
What is the deal with the jovial Beyonce song?
Yeah.
Hey. What are you going
to do? Yeah, they're putting a smile on it. She got a good crowd.
Is this at Howard?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Did anyone see even a replay of Donald Trump's acceptance speech?
Just clips, but not the whole thing.
He must have kept it between the rails because I haven't heard anything about it.
There's no big headlines, so he must not have dropped any bombs.
Right.
Because that's how that goes.
Yes. That is my only hope. And I think it's a reasonable ask. Since I'm not asking for specific things from Donald Trump, don't do this, don't break up NATO, don't that, just be more presidential. I hope that being treated fairly and in a presidential manner by Biden and Harris will set the stage. I'm sure they'll be at his inauguration, like all the things that, you know, like he didn't show up on 2020. I hope that causes him to... him personally, because that's the only way it'll work, is if he does it for himself, is just to embrace being a little more statesmanlike. That would make me happy.
I won't hold my breath.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Because part of what in all fairness, what is, and I'm not even being a smartass. I'm just trying to be like, I'm being like, I don't want to say giving credit, but I mean, that's what got him here.
Yeah.
Being his way is what got him here. Why would he change that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just remember so distinctly back in 16 when this is what got me to vote for him that first time when he said, you know, you think I'm going to be like this when I'm the president? I'm going to be the most boring guy you've ever seen. And I believed him. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
I was hoping at that time, but I think the last 8 years have kind of pushed that hope out of me.
Yeah. And Rach, you said you're... committed to reacting differently this time?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you've listened to the show for a long time, perhaps you remember the first Trump administration, I allowed myself to be triggered by many things, and I want to approach it differently. I don't have to react in a certain way, especially not on the air. And I don't have, you know, I just want to approach, I am coming at it from a different mindset. I'm 4 years older. Yeah. I'm a little bit more mature. I don't want a repeat of the last administration. I don't want to spend a lot of time arguing with listeners online and on the air. It's not worth my time. I'm going to approach it differently.
And I, on the other hand, would like to react a lot stronger to everything.
It seems, so far it seems so.
Absolute, just constant freakouts, panic attacks.
I think one of the most interesting topics so far today has been your assertion, which I think was kind of backed up by Hancock, that the Democrats needed to be farther left. They needed to be more authentically left Democrats and less sort of performing for the Republicans they thought
playing
they could,
to
they
the
could
middle,
get.
Yeah.
I saw so much backlash when, you know, whether whatever you would have planned to do with Israel, about Israel and Gaza, whatever, it's so easy. Every politician in the whole world knows that when you're asked a tough question like that, that you don't really want to answer, you just go, well, we're going to look at all the options, you know, especially once I get in there and I can really kind of strategize with my people. We're really going to figure out the best solution for everybody. Boom, I just did it. But instead, what she said was like, oh, no, I'm 100% committed. I will give Israel every single missile we have. I'm not going to stop a genocide. I'm not going to even try. And that upset so many people. And she lost so many people on the farther left end of the party by saying that. That's where Jill Stein got all these votes from. They all voted for Jill Stein or they didn't vote at all because they were like, I can't. I cannot in good conscience.
Yeah, I guess I don't know other than you that many people on the farther left. So I haven't heard those things naturally, just from friends.
I was confused as to why she was campaigning with Liz Cheney last week. Because, I mean, I get it.
Yeah,
because Liz Cheney's against Trump. But it's like, what do you have in common with Liz Cheney other than the fact that you both hate Trump? Is that really enough for you guys to be on stage together, like patting each other on the back? I just thought it was quite odd. I can't be the only person who felt that way.
This is so weird. Yeah. They have someone fluffing the flags.
Yeah, I thought that was her for a second.
Right.
The way that she was like walking with such purpose.
No, this lady's been out here three times now to fluff the flags.
Make sure they're laying just right.
Just right.
They need to, they're a little bunched up, you know?
Yeah.
Look, this speech ain't that important. No one's going to be rewatching
it. Like, I'm not going out there until those flags are fluffed.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not your, like, historic legendary speech. This is your, like,
yes.
Oops, I fell on my bottom.
Yeah,
bye, everyone.
Well, you know, we'll figure something else. I'm stunned. I mean, maybe I shouldn't be, but why are there so many people there? Mm. Would you go watch a concession speech?
No, probably not.
Maybe if I was already
although
on
I
campus.
Wouldn't go watch a victory speech
hey,
either.
You know what?
So
that's a good point.
I guess that's just me.
That's a good point. They might just like already kind of be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone was coming here to the kitchen to give a concession speech, I'd go watch.
I would not. Stay here and watch TV.
Kevin's listening to it on the radio.
Yeah.
Pass.
Where do you guys think in general Kamala goes?
Oh, that's a great question.
Where? Yeah.
Like, do what?
Hillary just kind of...
Yeah, she just sort of...
You could go private. You could go private sector. You can get back into...
just give speeches and write books and be a millionaire.
That'll probably be the most likely thing, right? I mean, because that's what Obama did.
You go back and run for a state office at some point. Or even run for a senator, a Senate spot or something like that. I mean, there's always those things.
Do you think that she'll run again in 4 years, or do you think...
I think so.
I kind of think so, too.
I think she'll be a part of the primary.
I don't know. Honestly, I would never allow, if I'm not saying you can't allow it, but I don't think any person that's ever lost is going to be the nominee.
Yeah, interesting.
I agree with that.
And by the way, I don't count Trump in that because Trump had already won.
I was going to say
by the time he lost. You know what I mean?
He'd win, though, doing that just now.
What's that? No, I know, but he had won already.
Right.
Trump's the first person to do this, right?
I think so.
It was Grover Cleveland.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
He did it?
Yeah.
How did I forget Grover?
I believe it was Grover Cleveland.
Everyone forgets Grover.
Everybody forgets Grover.
Was he the big guy that got stuck in the tub?
No,
that was Taft.
William
Taft,
Howard Taft.
My boy.
Man after my own heart.
Who's the one that looks like a baby? Polk?
Kind of all of them.
Yeah. We did have some real baby-looking presidents.
They kind of all looked like big, giant babies with mustaches.
Mustache babies.
Yeah, like someone ate the Monopoly Man.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love. They're doing it again.
Well, the flags don't look good.
Just talk.
In their defense.
God.
Rachel's right. They look terrible. Anybody who's watching on
TV
can
see. You guys know this. If I were a superhero, my superpower would be punctuality. Mm-hmm. And I find it offensive when people are late. and this is late. When someone says, I'm going to give my speech at 3 p.m. and it's 3:13 and you're still fluffing the flags, that is offensive to your audience.
It's late in many respects. I think the speech should have come at about 8 o'clock this morning. Yeah. I think it's weird to wait this long.
I figured I had missed her speech, and I was very surprised when I saw a post at like 9 or 10 a.m. that was like, she's going to talk later today. Because the first intelligence was that she was going to talk at like 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. And it's like,
I think they're making too big a deal of it.
What are you waiting for? Yeah, just get out here and say, I lost. I concede. Trump got it.
Look how many people are there.
That's a lot of people.
You want to try and take a break?
Sure.
Might not be a terrible idea.
Yeah, no. Probably not a bad idea. Andrew says no.
We'll be saying
I'm not saying no.
Then you just keep talking for about nothing.
That's we can always come back in the middle of it.
Nothing, but then every time we do go to break, she's going to come right
she's
out.
She's not even in the picture, right, and it's a wide shot right now.
Yeah,
right,
they're still fluffing. Come on in. Sorry.
Wake up, Dave.
Sorry. Just waiting for Kamala Harris to give her concession speech.
Quick, put Beyonce back on.
Happy music.
Yeah, they're having a good time with losing.
Nobody there looks happy, though. Like, all the people there, their heads are down.
Yeah.
Nobody's there.
They're trying to pump them up.
Throw my hands up and shout.
For what? So when she talks, they can all go...
Turn down for what?
Yeah, kicking a trash can.
Come on, man. 20 minutes?
So there's some pretty big Cardinals news.
Yeah, we can get to this real quick. So Buster Olney tweeted this, and Fox Sports has tweeted this as well. But Buster Olney is reporting the Cardinals are moving Wilson Contreras to first base.
That seems
from catcher
really
to first
to
base.
Wow.
It is a big deal because there was some thought that they're going to trade him. So this kind of seems like that means no trade for him.
Right.
But that might mean moving other people because now you've got an extra crowded outfield, right? Because you have Burleson
really
and Nootbaar.
Is it $75 million, though, to have a pretty good hitting first baseman?
He's more than pretty good hitting. Yeah, he's worth it.
He's worth it.
Yeah, guys that are lesser hitters than him will make more than that at first base this year.
Interesting.
So who's the catcher then? Pajes?
It'd be Pajes and Herrera would be the two. And they have another guy that's coming behind those two guys named Jimmy Crooks, who was the MVP of the Texas League this year in AA. So he'll be at Memphis next year.
So that kind of displaces Burley and
well, that's
Baker.
The question now is now do you start right? What's Luke and Baker's role? Maybe he still has a DH role against lefties or something, but it really makes the outfield crowded because you're going to have Lars Nootbaar, Jordan Walker, Alec Burleson, and none of them are center fielders. So, yeah, I think it could lead to other trades. It could mean that Burleson's a trade candidate or maybe Nootbaar's a trade candidate. I mean, that it does change the conversation a little bit if that's like a hard and fast plan that they are set on doing.
Is that something Contreras would have had to practically have agreed to?
I think so. I don't think that they would have made him do that without talking to him. I think that was and you know, look, I talked about this because I viewed him as a really good trade piece for other teams. But you wouldn't necessarily find other teams that would want him as an everyday catcher, right? So, like, I grew up a Tigers fan. I think he'd be a great fit for Detroit, but they wouldn't have him catch every day because they have a guy that's like a Gold Glove candidate. But if he were to catch, like, a couple games a week and then play first base, the way you sell him on it is, as a catcher, you got to take a game or two off a week because you're going to wear out. So this might get a guy, he might get to... You know, 150, 155 games played if he's not catching.
Is it more important that a first baseman hit than a catcher?
Yes. Generally speaking, yes. I mean, there are very few first basemen that are in the major leagues because of their defense. You might be a good defender. There are plenty of great defenders, but they're all hitters.
Yeah.
At their root, yeah.
What's your guess about Goldschmidt? You think he catches on?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think there are a couple teams that make a ton of sense. Houston makes a lot of sense. If you look at the team where he would fit, he wouldn't have to be a core player. He could be your six hole hitter. But also it's a ballpark that fits him, right? I don't know if you've seen Houston very much, but, short left field porch. I mean, like it's like 314 feet to left field. So very good for right-handed pull hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And then his old team, Arizona, their first baseman's in free agency, the guy they had last year, Christian Walker. So he could be a reunion candidate there. So I think there's more than that. Those are two, but there's probably more. He'll play somewhere.
What do you think of Bernie's exposition on trading Arenado?
It makes sense. It makes sense from the position that you can get through more young players and give them opportunities. It makes sense for the player. Look, I mean, we talked about this on Monday, the four of us did on the Gas House King. It's hard to be on losing teams as much as Nolan Arenado has been on losing teams. And you can see why it would wear on him. And it's not a knock on him. This is not, he's not a competitor. And actually, he is a competitor who was in a bad spot in Colorado.
Yeah.
And then he gets here, and it turns out it's not what he had hoped.
Tim Walz's dumbass just walked out.
She's coming out.
Oh.
My heart is full today. My heart is full today, full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me, full of love for our country, and full of resolve. The outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for, not what we voted for, but hear me when I say, hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright as long as we never give up and as long as we keep fighting. To my beloved Doug and our family, I love you so very much. To President Biden and Dr. Biden, thank you for your faith and support. To Governor Walz and the Walz family, I know your service to our nation will continue. And to my extraordinary team, to the volunteers who gave so much of themselves, to the poll workers and the local election officials, I thank you. I thank you all. Look, I am so proud of the race we ran and the way we ran it. And the way we ran it over the 107 days of this campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background, united by love of country with enthusiasm and joy in our fight for America's future. And we did it with the knowledge that we all have so much more in common than what separates us. Now I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition. and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power. A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time, in our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States. And loyalty to our conscience and to our God. My allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. The fight for freedom, for opportunity, for fairness, and the dignity of all people. A fight for the ideals at the heart of our nation, the ideals that reflect America at our best. That is a fight I will never give up. I will never give up the fight for a future where Americans can pursue their dreams, ambitions, and aspirations, where the women of America have the freedom to make decisions about their own body and not have their government telling them what to do. We will never give up the fight to protect our schools and our streets from gun violence. And America, we will never give up the fight for our democracy, for the rule of law, for equal justice, and for the sacred idea that every one of us, no matter who we are or where we start out, has certain fundamental rights and freedoms that must be respected and upheld. And we will continue to wage this fight in the voting booth, in the courts, and in the public square. And we will also wage it in quieter ways, in how we live our lives, by treating one another with kindness and respect, by looking in the face of a stranger and seeing a neighbor, by always using our strength to lift people up, to fight for the dignity that all people deserve. The fight for our freedom will take hard work, but like I always say, we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work can be joyful work. And the fight for our country is always worth it. It is always worth it. To the young people who are watching, it is... I love you. To the young people who are watching, it is okay to feel sad and disappointed. But please know it's going to be okay. On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. The important thing is don't ever give up. Don't ever stop trying to make the world a better place. You have power. You have power. And don't you ever listen
When anyone tells you something is impossible because it has never been done before.
It feels weird cutting her off, but we can't carry the whole speech. So hopefully you enjoyed that. It was instructive. We're going to move on with the show now. We'll take a little break. Come back. We got Dave Murray coming up. We have Stairway to Kevin. We have Sweet 16 with Skip Weber.
And the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 338. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
What was your election experience last night, Dave?
Oh, you know, I live with a news hound.
So she knew right away.
Well, so you were in the war room.
Well, it was, it was like the clock was set for when coverage started.
Yeah.
And she's watching it all day today. So she's pretty attuned to what was going on. And she has a very good friend who was, she kind of got her start in the polling division of NBC News way, way back when. And the guy who was in charge of that, who's now 90 years old and still very involved in polling, basically just for himself, he kind of let her know where this was going.
Oh, really? Did he get it right?
Yeah, absolutely. Banged
it. How about that? Interesting. What are we looking at for the rest of the week?
Okay, let's first talk about, there's still some flooding we need to talk about after the big rains. Merrimack River still in flood, Big River, Black River, Darting Creek still in flood. And that's going to take a couple of days to go down. The big rivers, Mississippi, the Merrimack in flood, Mississippi, Missouri, and the Illinois are all fine. They're going to be able to handle all of this water. We're also watching a now hurricane that hasn't quite hit the western tip of Cuba yet, but it will. And it's becoming a major hurricane. That part of Cuba is really going to get raked. It looks like it will go into the Gulf of Mexico, be a strong hurricane just out over open water, and then kind of stop. It gets stuck in the central Gulf and drifts to the west a little bit and probably will just kind of burn itself out. So we're not going to see any moisture from that. We've got two more dry days coming up on Thursday. Bit of a changeable sky, but more and more sun as we go through the afternoon. 60 degrees Friday, pretty day, mostly sunny, 62. The next system coming out of the southwest is a faster system, does not have as much moisture associated with it, but periods of rain, a couple of spot thunderstorms Saturday and Saturday night. Friday is going to be dry during the evening hours, 63 degrees. I'm still thinking about a half inch, maybe an inch of water. Sunday, it's all gone, partly sunny, and 66. Pretty day on Sunday.
Dave, what good does the water do us going into winter here in another month or two?
You always like to have a nice base, but you don't want to have too much because we have seen winters. We've seen some really wicked December floods in the St. Louis area. So you don't want it totally saturated like it is now. but it's nice to go in, and the farmers still have quite a bit of harvesting to do. Mm-hmm. So these 3 days, including today, to help things dry out will help the farmers a lot. You really don't want the kind of rains we saw earlier this week during harvest season. This rain coming up on Saturday, not going to help matters a heck of a lot, but it's not going to be 12 inches of rain like some folks saw.
Headlines, Rage.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. You guys want a couple of non-political headlines?
Please.
Done with the elections?
How about all of the non-political headlines? Okay. Can we take those?
So I have four of those. So let's savor each one of these because they don't have anything to do with 2024. Early Wednesday, snow was finally spotted on Mount Fuji in Japan. This is by far the latest in the year that the iconic peak has seen its first snow in the 130 years since records have been kept. This is according to the New York Times. The previous record was set on October 26, 2016, as far as the latest the snow showed up. Mm-hmm. This is just a little crazy. Usually it starts on October 2nd that you start to see snowfall at the top of Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji is a pretty hikeable mountain, am I right?
Lots of people do hike it, yes.
Okay.
But I think it's kind of like any other mountain where there's a lot of assistance and trash going on. And I would like to hike it someday, but I don't know.
Is it one that people try to summit like Everest, or is it not that?
No, I think it is, but I don't think it has the technical climbing like Everest.
Okay.
I think like a normal person
can do it.
It's
just more endurance.
Yes. Okay. It's more like you just have to go on a really, really long, steep hike.
Okay.
Yeah.
A new survey says that people visit malls for two reasons, but neither of them is to shop. According to a new survey from Yelp, people are visiting shopping malls nowadays for dining and experiences.
Chicks. Remember that back in
the day, man. Back in the day. Well, you know what?
I'd put on my sweater vest.
Come on. Back in the day, it was literally for everything.
Yeah.
It was to meet the ladies. It was to get a CD, to get a record, a cassette. It was to get
some Olgas.
Get some Annie's pretzels. Get some Cookie Factory. Yeah.
Olgas still hits.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Olgas is so good.
Yelp trends indicate that people are deciding to go to malls because of a restaurant they like. Then after they eat, they stroll around and look for entertainment like a movie theater or bowling.
I remember calling the guy Baskin Robbins a liar to his face. Like, there are not 31 flavors of ice cream. I will not hear this.
There's bowling at malls?
I guess so.
But the good ones.
Fascinating.
There was only bowling at the mall I went to.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't a bowling alley.
Yeah, you're right. Bowling alley. Now that I think about it.
Okay, I lied.
Damn it, my mom and dad told me that was the mall.
Okay, I lied. I do have one story that relates to the election, but it doesn't mention either of the candidates. Would you like to hear it, or should I still skip it? Okay, the presidential election is prompting some Americans to doom spend, according to a new report. About 27% of polled shoppers say they are doom spending. That is, spending cash despite concerns about the economy and foreign affairs. This is a new report by Credit Karma. The habit is more prevalent among younger generations, with 37% of Gen Z and 39% of millennials saying that they do it. I've been prone to do this from time to time. Mm-hmm. I feel bad, and then I'm like, well, maybe if I bought myself something off Amazon, I would feel a little better.
So what was it called when I was in my 20s and we spent, but it wasn't about doom?
That's just spending.
Being in your 20s.
Right. So in other words, we're just renaming a thing that people already did.
Because this is, no, Kevin.
Here he goes.
Don't name me that.
No, shut up.
Here he goes.
You're not, it's because you're not listening, Kevin. Now listen to me. The thing is, you're spending specifically with
Dave.
The idea.
Stop it, you kids.
Dave, this is not a new thing.
I know.
It's you were here for Krabby Patty Day, Dave.
Yes, I know.
It's spending specifically with the idea, mistaken or otherwise, that if I spend money, I will then feel good. I'm sad, and the only way to cheer myself up is to blow $40
here
on something stupid.
Okay.
Here he goes.
Okay. So you're saying that that didn't happen a long time ago, but also, does it really matter what your mindset is about spending stupidly when you're young?
Yes.
Because if you're spending that on doom spending, well, then you're not spending it in other ways because you don't have it.
Yes.
And if you're spending it for other reasons, you're not doom spending because you don't have it to spend.
That's correct. I don't understand. What are you saying?
I'm saying that young people do dumb things with money. And they always have for various reasons of their own. And it's not just because they feel the world is ending.
I wish I would have skipped the story.
Andrew, you're saying you're right.
Yeah.
I think he is. I don't understand.
They always end up yelling at each other, even if they're agreeing.
I didn't start the yelling.
You were not yelling.
We could use a Krabby Patty.
All I
right
said
now
was
this
like,
is it yelling?
Well, no, it became that.
I'm not yelling.
Unfortunately, I didn't think it was.
Okay, let's do one more story, and then we'll take a break here. We successfully bullied her into retiring. Ray Gunn is hanging up her breakdancing shoes.
Oh, no.
She makes the announcement almost 2 months after being ranked number one in the world by her sport, despite all three of her Olympic routines receiving 0 points.
Yeah.
0 points?
Yep. Yeah, she got zero.
I didn't know that.
But we're bullying her.
By the way, was your response just a Shamba Kamba?
Yeah.
I said I thought she was talking about Kamala.
Oh.
Well, he said no.
I literally
retiring
thought it was a break.
I just want to be clear. I got bullied into retiring from baseball, too. People told me I was no good.
A Shamba Kamba. I was like, word.
It's one of those days, you know?
It's one of those Shamba Kamba days. Man, I could see it happen. I've spent all friggin' day with this man.
Yeah.
I was with him at 8 this morning.
Oh, dude.
At Sparks Tire and Auto.
Yeah, that was too early.
Yeah, he's mildly subdued.
Yeah, he's yeah, like at 8 a.m. Yeah.
He's like someone who's in the ER because they're having a histrionic event, but they've been given Thorazine.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little bit. Takes me a while. Getting up at 7's hard for me. I don't go to bed till 2.
He's literally looking for sympathy.
No, I'm not. Just yeah, explaining.
Everyone out there with like a normal job is like, oh, no, 7.
Not
oh,
7. Wow. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Sweet 16 with Skip Weber coming up at the top of the hour break. You guys want to hear the 3 keys to being a good leader and getting your coworkers' respect?
Yes.
Sure.
Give. Be generous with your time and knowledge. Praise other people's efforts. Take time to offer good feedback. Resist. Resist the temptation to gossip about coworkers. I'm out on that one. Don't get roped into being negative and resist taking credit for stuff, even when it's deserved. Be modest instead. And exude. Exude professionalism, which includes not being late to stuff. I swear I didn't throw that in there. Be open, honest, and transparent. Exude confidence. Collaborate. Be accountable for your own mistakes.
Open and honest. That's what the housewives always tell each other they need to do.
Really?
Yeah, whenever they're feuding and they're like trying to get each other to admit something, they're like, I just want you to be open and honest.
Interesting.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Are they?
No, not typically.
No, they seem kind of shady to me. Seem like they don't even like each other all that much. Quaker Oats briefly owned a video game company from 1982 to 1983 that made Atari games. They released 14 of them, but none of them ever hit, and they shut down the division.
Aw.
Isn't that interesting? Quaker Oats made Atari games?
I wonder if they're like collectible items now, or they never hit stores, or they just never became hits?
They never became hits because they were all oat-based.
Oh. I'm going to play the oat game.
Wait, what? Really? No. Oh, my God. I wanted to play the oat game.
It'd be kind of awesome, though, wouldn't it?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.